Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, the cattle futures market today was really strong. We made new contract highs here. October feeders, which expire tomorrow, are 146.02, up 60. But the November's, on the other hand, up 227 at 147.72. And that's the new high for this move, going past the previous high, which was 146.82. So over a dollar, or about a dollar over those. January was the strongest month, up 270 at 144.30. And those at one point were up about $3.30. Live cattle, same thing here on the October, though, which is the front month, 113 down 35. This morning we had some 113 cash trade, which is $2 better than last week. The December live cattle up $1.57 at 118.40. And just like in the feeder cattle, that was a new high for the December live cattle on this move. We've gone for about 35, 37 days or so on the live cattle on a rally here. Just over 20 cents a hundred. So really strong rally here. Without any real retracement up to this point. Now, the hogs today, December, up $1.20 at $65.52. Box beef cooled off a little bit on choice at midday, down 47 cents at $2.30.08. Select, though, up $3.40, $2.06.97. Box beef on both choice and select has been grinding higher for the past couple of weeks.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy the week of October 28th is a service of ITC Gray Plains, your energy superhighway.
The grain trade was mixed. We had corn up 3 to 4 cents. The beans down about 1 to 3. Kansas City wheat down a half to a penny and a half. Chicago wheat down 1 to 2. Cotton futures today were really strong, with December closing up 98 at 65.70. Mid-morning, the Chile government said that they will not host the November 16th and 17th APEC meeting due to some violent unrest going on in that country. I guess they just didn't feel like it was a safe place to be for that many world leaders. So that was canceled. Now, the problem is that we've been sort of had like a artificial deadline, or media-created deadline, of the U.S.-Trump trade war, and the hope that they would sign it on that date. That now seems to be kind of questionable. Not that it was ever set in stone by any of the governments, but the media was kind of driving that story. And so now that that's canceled, where do we go from here? The stock market is currently up about 50 in the Dow, 27,090, after the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates for the third time this year by 0.25%. The crude oil futures today are a little bit lower. We're down about 65 cents here at 54.88. Natural gas futures have rallied on this cold weather. December's up 4.3 at 268.2. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.